This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Moscow's attempt to quickly take over the Ukrainian capital has apparently stalled, but the military has made significant gains in the south of Ukraine in an effort to sever the country's connection to the Black and Azov Seas. Local government officials and the Russian military confirmed the seizure of Kherson, the first city to fall in Russia's week-old invasion of Ukraine, following days of disputed claims over who was in control. A U.S. defense official said Washington was unable to confirm the development. Russian troops were also besieging the port city of Mariupol, east of Kherson. Mayor Vadim Boychenko said the Russian effort was aimed at isolating Ukraine. Boychenko said the Russians are attacking rail stations to prevent civilian evacuations and that the attacks have cut off water and power. Ukraine's defense minister wrote on Facebook of Ukraine's achievement in holding off the Russians in many areas. He said no one, neither in Russia nor in the West, believed that we would last a week. It has been 8 days since Russia invaded Ukraine February 24th. Ukraine and Russia agreed to create humanitarian corridors to evacuate civilians on Thursday. This happened in the second round of talks since Moscow invaded last week, and this is according to a top Ukrainian official. A Ukrainian presidential advisor said the second round of talks is over and that, quote, Ukraine does not have the results it needs yet. Earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin warned Ukraine that it must quickly accept the Kremlin's demand for its demilitarization and declare itself neutral, formally renouncing its bid to join NATO. Putin has long contended that Ukraine's turn toward the West is a threat to Moscow. This is VOA News. As Russia presses its offensive in Ukraine, residents who haven't fled seek shelter from the bombing, while relatives overseas are struggling as they try to maintain contact. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
We are asking them every day texting.
Anna Verdokhliv lives with her 7-year-old son in Long Beach, California, but her head is in Ukraine with family and friends.
How are you guys? Like, give me a few words.
Her relatives are sheltering from the Russian strikes.
And just metro on the ground.
The connections are sporadic, and that takes a toll.
And now my cousin doesn't answer, and I try to stay calm.
Earlier this week, Hanna heard of the death of a friend's son. She speaks of a sense of guilt.
We are safe here in the U.S., but it's not easier. Your mind can just explode.
More than 1 million Ukrainians have fled the country. I'm Ben Thomas.
A Kentucky jury on Thursday cleared a former police officer of charges that he endangered neighbors when he fired shots into an apartment during the 2020 drug raid that ended with Breonna Taylor's death. Former Louisville police officer Brent Hankinson had been charged with 3 counts of wanton endangerment for firing through sliding glass side doors and a window of Taylor's apartment during the raid that left the 26-year-old Black woman dead. Hankinson's attorney said he fired because he thought his fellow officers were in danger. Defense attorney Stuart Matthews told the jury in his closing argument that Hankinson thought he was doing the right thing and is not a criminal who belongs in prison. The panel of 8 men and 4 women deliberated about 3 hours before delivering a decision. U.S. pharmaceutical company Purdue Pharma, makers of opioid painkiller OxyContin, has reached a new settlement with 8 U.S. states and the District of Columbia to pay up to $6 billion in damages for the company's role in the U.S. opioid epidemic. The deal, described in a court filing Thursday in White Plains, New York, comes after the plaintiffs appealed an earlier settlement late last year, saying it did not properly hold the Sackler family, which owns the drug company, accountable. The new settlement includes more money and other terms, including an apology from the family. In exchange, the settlement provides the Sacklers with protection from further litigation. It does not protect them from criminal prosecution, although there are currently no charges pending. And an Estonian-owned cargo ship sank Thursday off Ukraine's major Black Sea port of Odessa. More on Ukraine is at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.